Feedonomics study, low-income families spend half their salary on housing. By Wendell Hasebo on December 12, 2023. About two-thirds of households at the bottom 20% of the income bracket pay over half their income in rent and utilities, a Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies recently found. The challenge for low-income families to afford basic housing costs suggests President Joe Biden's so-called Feedonomics of growing the economy from the middle out and the bottom up is not working. The federal government says shelter should consume 30% or less of household income, per the New York Times. Only about half of American renter households fall within the guidelines, per the Times. Among working-class renters, the next bracket up from the bottom income bracket, the share with severe burdens nearly tripled in two decades to 17%, the study found. Both low-income and working-class renters are impacted with record-high share of cost burdens, according to the study. Housing insecurity ripples through every domain of family life, Johns Hopkins University sociologist Stephanie DeLuca told The Times. It's this constant mental and emotional tax. Saving for a house down payment to leave the rental market is not a viable option for many Americans. The average monthly mortgage payment soared to $3,322 under Biden, up from the average monthly mortgage payment of $1,787 under former President Donald Trump, an analysis from the Wall Street Journal recently found. Home ownership has become a pipe dream for more Americans, the journal wrote, even those who could afford to buy just a few years ago. Many would-be buyers were already feeling stretched then by home prices that shot quickly higher in the pandemic, but at least mortgage rates were low, the report added. Now that they are high, many people are just giving up. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.